This is the Poetry Foundation's Essential American Poets podcast. Essential American Poets is an online audio poetry collection. The poets in the collection were selected in 2006 by Donald Hall when he was poet laureate. Recordings of the poets he selected are available online at poetryfoundation.org and poetryarchive.org. In this edition of the podcast, we'll hear poems by Lee Young Lee. Lee Young Lee was born in 1957 in Jakarta, Indonesia, to Chinese parents. His great-grandfather was China's first Republican president, and his father served as personal physician to Mao Zedong before relocating the family to Indonesia to start a university. 2 years later, his father was imprisoned, and the Lee family fled the country to escape anti-Chinese persecution. Lee's family spent the next 5 years moving through several countries in Asia before settling in the United States in 1964. Lee Young Lee grew up speaking Mandarin and English. His father, who subsequently became a Presbyterian minister in Pennsylvania, introduced him to Chinese poetry of the Tang Dynasty, as well as Psalms and Proverbs from the King James Bible. Lee enrolled at the University of Pittsburgh and began writing poetry. The dislocations of being a bilingual speaker soon found their way into Lee's work. One of his well-known poems, Persimmons, portrays an immigrant Chinese student slapped by a teacher for not being able to differentiate the sounds of persimmon and precision. At the same time, Lee's poetry shows a devotion to language, or as one reviewer put it, a faith in the continuity of language, particularly as it enacts a dialogue across generations. Lee's poems descend from the tradition of Theodore Rettke and Sylvia Plath, and find romantic influences in Whitman and Rilke. His poems are emotionally charged, often focusing on childhood and recounting simple narratives. Lee's 2001 collection, Book of My Nights, won the 2002 William Carlos Williams Award. He's also received multiple fellowships, including ones from the NEA and the Guggenheim Foundation. In 1998, Lee was granted an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters from the State University of New York at Brockport. He lives in Chicago with his wife and 2 sons. The following 4 poems were recorded in New York City in 2008.
I have a kind of a preoccupation or an obsession with the opposite ends of my life. On the one hand, childhood and the voice of a being before experience, that is the voice of innocence. And on the other hand, I'm really curious about the voice of the old person, the wise person, the voice of after experience. I keep wondering whether or not they resemble each other, maybe, the voice of pure innocence and the voice of pure wisdom. And so this poem is about childhood, but I think I'm trying to get to the voice of experience. A hymn to childhood. Childhood? Which childhood? The one that didn't last? The one in which you learned to be afraid of the boarded up well in the backyard and the ladder to the attic? The one presided over by armed men in ill-fitting uniforms, strolling the streets and alleys while loudspeakers declared a new era and the house around you grew bigger, the rooms farther apart, with more and more people missing? The photographs whispered to each other from their frames in the hallway. The cooking pots said your name, and you pretended to be dead with your sister in games of rescue and abandonment. You learned to lie still so long, the world seemed a play you viewed from the muffled safety of a wing. Look, in run the servants screaming, the soldiers shouting, turning over the furniture, smashing your mother's china. Don't fall asleep. Each act opens with your mother reading a letter that makes her weep. Each act closes with your father fallen into the hands of Pharaoh. Which childhood? The one that never ends? Oh, you, still a child, and slow to grow, still talking to God and thinking the snow falling is the sound of God listening. And winter is the high-ceilinged house where God measures with one eye an ocean wave in octaves and minutes, and counts on many fingers all the ways a child learns to say, me. Which childhood? The one from which you'll never escape? You, so slow to know what you know and don't know, still thinking you hear low song in the wind in the eaves, story in your breathing, grief in the herd dove at evening, and plentitude in the unseen bird tolling at morning. Still slow to tell memory from imagination, heaven from here and now, hell from here and now, death from childhood, and both of them from dreaming. I remember when I wrote this poem, it seemed to me that I was having a hard time loving completely and accepting the love of others. And I was trying to think about that. And the first line comes from something my father always said to me when I was young. And I said it once to my son. And of course, my father, he experienced political imprisonment and torture, and he worked with Mao Zedong, and he was very close to him, and they had a falling out, and Mao tried to kill him, and my father's father even tried to kill him, and so my father escaped from prison, and we fled Indonesia, and we came to this country when I was very young, and this country at the time was at war with an Asian country, and this was, you know, in the 60s. So a lot of the animosity and the hostility and aggression that the war inspired was being perpetrated on us. And so my experience initially of coming to this country was having a lot of violence directed at my physical being. Immigrant blues. People have been trying to kill me since I was born. A man tells his son, trying to explain the wisdom of learning a second tongue. It's an old story from the previous century about my father and me. The same old story from yesterday morning about me and my son. It's called Survival Strategies and the Melancholy of Racial Assimilation. It's called Psychological Paradigms of Displaced Persons, called The Child Who'd Rather Play Than Study. Practice until you feel the language inside you, says the man. But what does he know about inside and outside? My father, who was spared nothing, in spite of the languages he used. And me, confused about the flesh and the soul, who asked once into a telephone, am I inside you? You're always inside me, a woman answered. At peace with the body's finitude. At peace with the soul's disregard of space and time. Am I inside you? I asked once, lying between her legs, confused about the body and the heart. If you don't believe you're inside me, you're not, she answered, at peace with the body's greed, at peace with the heart's bewilderment. It's an ancient story from yesterday evening called Patterns of Love in Peoples of Diaspora, called Loss of the Home Place and the Defilement of the Beloved, called I Want to Sing, but I Don't Know Any Songs. I used to have a job in a warehouse, and every morning before going to work, I would stop at Union Station in Chicago, have my coffee there in the Great Hall, and then go to work. And I love that Great Hall. I love the spaciousness of it. I love all the echoes coming and going. And it seems to me train stations are like narrative time manifest. Time is different in a train station. I never know what to do in an airport. Airports confuse me. Time is weird in an airport, but the time in a train station, I understand that. I understand the coming and going, and I just love train stations. Station. Your attention, please. Train number 9, the Northern Zephyr, destined for River's End, is now boarding. All ticketed passengers, please proceed to the gate marked Evening. Your attention, please. Train number 7, Leaves Blown By, bound for the Color of Thinking and Renovated Time, is now departing. All ticketed passengers may board behind my eyes. Your attention, please. Train number 4, the 20th century, has joined the wind undisguised to become the written word. Those who never heard their names may inquire at the uneven margin of this story, or else consult the ivy lying awake under our open window. Your attention, please. The music, arriving out of hidden ground and endlessly beginning, is now the flower, now the fruit, now our cup and cheer, under branches more ancient than our grandmother's hair. Passengers with memories of the sea may board leisurely at any unmarked gate. Fateful members of the foam may proceed to Cloud and Veronica. Your attention, please. Under falling petals, never think about home. Seeing begins in the dark. Listening stills us. Yesterday has gone ahead to meet you. Your attention, please. Train number 66, Unbidden Song, soon to be the Full Heart's Quiet, takes no passengers. Please leave your baggage with the attendant at the window marked Your Name Sprung from Hiding. An intrepid perfume is waging our rescue. You may board at either end of childhood. When I was growing up as a child, my father would ask me every morning. I would come downstairs and he would ask all his children, have you prayed? You know, in Chinese, of course. And most of the time I hadn't, but I would say yes, you know, and I lied to him. And I never felt guilty about it. But about 20 years after he died, I was sitting in a hotel room by myself, and there was a nice breeze coming through the window, and I heard my father's voice, you know, as though he was standing right beside me, and he said, have you prayed? And I was so overwhelmed with guilt. I thought, man, all those years I lied to him and never felt guilty about it, you know, and so I wrote this poem. Have you prayed? When the wind turns and asks, in my father's voice, "Have you prayed?" I know three things. One, I'm never finished answering to the dead. Two, a man is four winds and three fires, and the four winds are his father's voice, his mother's voice, or maybe he's seven winds and ten fires. And the fires are seeing, hearing, touching, dreaming, thinking. Or is he the breath of God? When the wind turns traveler and asks, in my father's voice, "Have you prayed?" I remember three things. One, a father's love is milk and sugar, two-thirds worry, two-thirds grief, and what's left over is trimmed and leavened to make the bread the dead and the living share. And patience? That's to endure the terrible leavening and kneading. And wisdom? That's my father's face in sleep. When the wind asks, "Have you prayed?" I know it's only me, reminding myself, a flower is one station between earth's wish and earth's rapture, and blood was fire, salt, and breath long before it quickened any wand or branch, any limb that woke speaking. It's just me in the gowns of the wind, or my father through me asking, "Have you found your refuge yet?" Asking, "Are you happy?" Strange, a troubled father, a happy son, the wind with a voice, and me talking to no one.
That was Lee Young Lee, recorded in New York City in 2008, and used by permission of W.W. Norton & Company and the author. You've been listening to the Essential American Poets podcast, produced by the Poetry Foundation in collaboration with PoetryArchive.org. To learn more about Lee Young Lee and other Essential American Poets, and to hear more poetry, go to PoetryFoundation.org.